Now to neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Congressman Frank Lucas joining us as we talk about meat inspection and more in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff, joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. 2021 has just started, Heather, and it's already been a busy time for the Beef Council. Tell me about that.
Well, January has already been a busy month. We created a dining guide for those attendees coming to the Cattlemen's Congress who might not be that familiar with Oklahoma City and the wonderful restaurants in the various neighborhood districts. We highlighted popular beef items at many of the restaurants and showcased local choices. In addition, we continued our Quality Assurance Incentive Program with the juniors participating at Cattlemen's Congress. We want to start the cattle kids early in thinking about the importance of beef quality assurance certification. On the community front, we provided another 2,000 beef sticks with a message of gratitude for physicians and nurses at hospital systems managing high levels of COVID-19 patients. We are so incredibly grateful for their dedication, and this was one small way to say thank you from Oklahoma's beef farmers and ranchers.
Learn more about how your checkoff's working for you by going to oklabeef.org, click on Cattleman's Corner. One of the truths that we learned from the pandemic of 2020 is that consumers want to know more about where their food's coming from. Many of them reaching out to cattle producers saying, hey, can you sell me some beef? Well, some producers have tried to do that. The problem is we've got a real bottleneck when it comes to meat processing capacity at the local regional level. Many states, including Oklahoma, trying to improve the situation. And at the federal level, some assistance coming in the latest coronavirus relief program that was authored by Congressman Frank Lucas. It's called the Ramp Up Act.
It is an effort to try and increase the number of opportunities for livestock producers to sell their product to different processors, not just the big four, but to create more options for people to sell their livestock and for food retailers to access and consumers to benefit from. I've had many a discussion with prominent agricultural economists, both at Oklahoma State and around the country, about how do we address some of these issues that have caused us so much grief in the, especially the cattle business. And the constant response is you don't want to turn off any demand that exists, but you want to add more demand for that live product, more competition to create better markets. And that's what we're trying with the ramp-up effort.
The concept of the Ramp-Up Act is to provide help to smaller meat processors to get them to a point where they can have federally inspected meat. In other words, they'll have the necessary infrastructure that allows them to bring in USDA meat inspectors that will give them the chance to sell meat, not just in their state, but beyond state lines as well. Now, Congressman Lucas says there may need to be a legislative fix to market activity for the cattle industry, but he won't know about that until we get a definitive word from USDA and the Department of Justice.
With the change in the Justice Department, the Attorney General's position and a number of others, it may slow down a little bit the process that many of us have been waiting on for USDA and critically the Department of Justice in their antitrust investigations of the Packers and Stockers Act to conclude, because we need for that investigation to be over so that we can respond legislatively. I have to have a definitive way to make the case for what most of my producers believe and I believe is going on out there. And that's why this investigation is so important. But it may be slowed down a little bit by the change in administration.
One thing, you might know the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association actually holding their winter policy conference today as we speak. One thing that was talked about, and your name was actually mentioned at one point, is this idea of trying to get, and it would take federal legislation, I understand, to basically get some equivalency between federal and state inspection. Do you see something like that happening in the near future?
It is an important issue because for our listeners who might not be familiar with state inspection, you can sell anywhere in the state that it's inspected. And by the way, I would tell you that Oklahoma state inspected meat is as high a quality and as safe as anything that has a USDA stamp on it. But selling across state lines, selling outside of the country, that USDA stamp is critically important. Working on equivalency or trying to make the USDA inspectors more available to smaller packers, either way, we have to address this this imbalance because it is hurting folks back home. And again, it goes back to the goal of the Ramp-Up Act. You've got to have more people out there buying live cattle, putting them in more packing facilities if you're going to create the competition that'll benefit sellers and, oh, yes, consumers too.
So could equivalency, you know, do you think there's any traction out there to get that done anytime soon?
Something of that nature, I would argue, probably requires that antitrust report from the Department of Justice so that we have some momentum. Right now, with all of the things going on, COVID-related, with all of the things going on in the United States Senate over the election process, you've got to have the ability to get the attention of members of Congress who don't necessarily worry about things outside of their immediate district or out of their immediate committee jurisdiction. So this will give us, I think, potentially the ability to make something happen.
Former chair of the House Ag Committee, Frank Lucas. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale, Saturday, February 6th at 1 o'clock at Messner Ranch near Slapout, Oklahoma. This sale will feature 150 Hereford and Angus bulls and 60 Hereford and Angus pairs. To view an online catalog and videos, go to www.dvauction.com or call 580-552-1555. It's the Messner Ranch annual production sale, Saturday, February 6th at the ranch, 6 miles south and 11 miles west of Laverne, Oklahoma.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.